In today's gospel passage, it was noted, some people were talking about the temple, remarking how it was adorned with fine stonework and votive offerings. Those who visit our church for the first time invariably remark on how beautiful it is. Just 1 week ago, some visitors said to me that this is one of the finest churches they've ever been in. While I believe that we would agree with them, our pride must spill over into gratitude for those who provided for its construction. And we think particularly of Monsignor Ambrose Macaulay, whose anniversary is at this time. Imagine therefore our shock, indeed devastation, should some man-made or other catastrophe destroy this church. It is with something of that feeling that we hear today's gospel passage. The temple in Jerusalem was a magnificent structure, constructed of white marble and adorned with gold. It was not only a source of great pride for the Jewish people, it was also the symbol of God's presence. The building had begun 19 years before the birth of Jesus, and as we heard in last Sunday's gospel passage, the Pharisees reminded Jesus that it had taken 46 years to build. However, we know that even in the lifetime of Jesus, the grounds and courtyards were still under construction. Indeed, the whole temple project was not finally completed until the year 64 AD. 80 years in the building, then catastrophe. Just 6 years later, Jesus' prophecy was fulfilled. Not a single stone will be left on another. Everything will be destroyed. The shock at the time was comparable to the shock of 9/11. Jesus' words shook his disciples to the core. And somewhat aghast, they asked, "Master, when will this happen, and what sign will there be that it is about to take place?" Naturally, they were anxious to know about the timing of this predicted disaster, but their question went unanswered. However, it did trigger further warnings from Jesus. First, that against false prophets, he cautioned, "Take care not to be deceived." Then he spoke of various catastrophes, war and revolutions, earthquakes, plagues and famines, fearful sights and great signs from heaven, adding that there would be a time of persecution and betrayal. The precise description of these events is not important. What Jesus was doing was preparing the disciples for a time of trial. That trial would break upon them within a few days of Jesus speaking about it. He would be betrayed, arrested, condemned, and crucified. When, with the sun eclipsed, a darkness came over the whole land, and the disciples would, in fear, be scattered. Yet, behind these events, the voice of Jesus can be heard. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The message is one of perseverance and endurance. St. Luke, who recorded these events, was both an editor and historian. A generation after the crucifixion, he realized that the disciples of his day faced the same threats as did Jesus. He addressed his gospel to a community which had not only witnessed fearful things, such as the unimaginable destruction of the temple, but was also enduring war, plagues, and famine, and perhaps bitterest of all, persecution and betrayal, even by family members. His purpose, therefore, in writing the gospel, was to encourage that fledgling Christian community to conduct itself in the manner of Jesus. St. Luke saw in the cross of Jesus an eloquence and a wisdom that could not be contradicted. His basic premise was that just as God, in spite of evidence to the contrary, did not abandon Jesus in his time of trial, neither would he forsake his disciples. As Jesus himself had said, "Your endurance will win you your lives." While reflecting on the endurance of the early Christian communities, we surely have cause to wonder if today's gospel passage has meaning for us. All around us, we observe laxity, infidelity, weak faith, moral weakness, and uncertainty. Many who claim to be Christians have ended up living hollow religious lives that attract no attention, have no impact on society, and live in a carefree conformity with the world. Does Jesus, through the gospel, continue to speak to the world and to us in our particular situation? During a parish meeting earlier in the week, a parishioner commented that the passage reads like a contemporaneous account of the situation in today's world. That was a good observation, because every day we hear of wars and destruction, plagues and famines, natural disasters, and global warming. We know too that in our time there are more Christian martyrs than at any other time in history. In this uncertain world, it would appear that the gospel forces upon us the question, what is our final destiny? That Jesus asks each of us, what is the ultimate meaning of your life? These questions are worthy of serious reflection. As he exhorted his disciples to courage and vigilance, so today Jesus exhorts us. We are to cultivate patience and perseverance, confident that our endurance will win us our lives. Lord, in this uncertain world, and by our understanding of the eloquence of your cross, may our hearts be steady in times of trial and be preserved in patient endurance. Amen.